Track 8, Talk of the County. Rowan Mantell shares her take on Norfolk life.
It was the sound which astonished me. A sudden rumble, as if thunder was rolling across the wash, and then a dense, dark grey cloud swirling like smoke from an explosion, rising from the lapping water and spiralling high into the sky. As the clouds of birds twisted and coalesced into vast curved patterns and shapes above us, the thunderous noise settled to a steady purr of tens of thousands of wings beating together. We'd come for the mesmerising Snettisham Spectacular, celebrated and championed by the RSPB and called a wildlife wonder of the world in David Attenborough's recent Wild Isles series. The man who has seen polar bears in the Arctic, mountain gorillas in Rwanda and birds of paradise in Papua New Guinea was enthusing about not that I'd heard of not, in Norfolk. If I ever chanced to be in the Serengeti or a tropical rainforest, I reckon I would try to take a tour to find hippos and zebras or gorillas and parrots in the wild. But the waders of the wash had been putting on a show every time a full moon, early morning, extra high tide surged through the estuary, and I'd missed every one of them. Instead of booking flights across oceans and continents, it was just a dawn drive through Norfolk, slicing through the mist, rolling along river valleys, and startling pigeons sleeping on deserted roads. Norfolk seemed asleep too, until we turned into the RSPB reserve at Snettisham. Suddenly, the morning was full of people, many of them armed with tripods, cameras, and unfeasibly long lenses. There were many more young people than I had expected as well, mainly unencumbered by cameras, but with the same hushed sense of expectancy. We joined the stream of birders flowing through the reserve, past lagoons and hides, to the sea defence bank. The sun was up now, pale and glimmering through the horizon haze and illuminating a lot less water than I had expected. A couple of rivulets coiled through a vast expanse of mud. But already, way out across the tidal mudflats, the birds were restless. A knot, it transpires, is a plump, middling-sized, grey and white, and red in summer, wading bird. But many knot, crowded wing to wing, long wading leg to long mud-probing beak, are a seething, surging, living landscape. Their first forays into the air came more than an hour before high tide. Flurries of birds whirl into the sky and back down a few times as the water seeps towards them. This is where binoculars would have been useful, to see close up the seething mass of birds clinging to the mud as they are nudged further and further back by the tide. By now the water is rolling in at speed, engulfing and erasing the last traces of mud. Finally the surging mass of birds explodes into the air. It's as if everyone has been holding their breath. All along the sea bank there are gasps, and I think of the glorious evening I saw the Northern Lights. It's a similar, awe-inspiring spectacle as the birds dance and swirl, flickering through myriad sinuous shapes, sparkling as feathers shake off the sunlight, soaring so hard they are barely dots in the sky. There is a second act to this natural theatre too, as part of the murmuration flows down to lagoons behind the sea wall, completely covering shingle islands in shuffling, bobbing birds waiting for the tide to recede. Act 3 sees lines of knot streaming back to their feeding grounds until the show begins again. See the Snettisham Spectacular on November the 1st, and then the 2024 season opens in February. Full details at rspb.org.uk.